about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In the first hour of the show, we went through what was some of the hospital procedures. What was what do you do if you are on the scene of a horrific terrorist attack such as the twin bombing? They've been calling this the twin Boston Marathon bombing that occurred on Monday. I mean, very frightening scene where witnesses were seeing limbs fly off, etc. So we kind of reviewed what to do in that type of situation, basic CPR, basic life support. So I urge you to listen to our first hour podcast to get that information. Today, we are going to move forward, let you know what some of the more details coming in on what had to be done with some of these patients, what were some of the injuries that occurred, as well as other medical news that we have in regards to cholesterol and Alzheimer's and heart rate and heart disease. So we got some, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, and we're going to make sure we get it all in. But of course, always plenty of time to talk to you all. So please call in at 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. They say 8 hospitals in Boston had been at capacity treating at least 144 patients, many in critical condition. There were at least 10 children. I don't believe any children were treated at Massachusetts General. Many of the hospitals did have emergency plans. They called an extra staff. Some of their facilities were temporarily on lockdown. Of course, they had to not allow visitors coming in. Many of them had to because of the chaos that could have ensued. You know, we were talking about how part of the emergency plan that these hospitals have include media relations. And you would think, all right, well, while they're trying to figure out how to set up tents, trying to figure out where they're going to have enough blood supply, are they going to have enough supplies and gauze? You know, why would they be dealing with media relations? Because if you don't keep the media informed, if you don't keep, you know, people at bay, all right, because they aren't getting answers, it could, you know, they could, you know, storm the hospital. They could, yeah, you know, yeah, police, et cetera, there. But you don't need that aggravated issue of people wanting answers and not know what's going on. So periodically over the last couple of days, doctors would come out. They would hold press conferences. They would say when the next update would be. And hopefully that would show, you know, calm things down, let them know that these hospitals are on top of it. They're working as fast as they can because, of course, family members that were in there couldn't come in. So family members had no idea what the status was of their loved one. Now, the death toll is still up at 3. Casualties, I believe, now are up in the 180s. From what we understand, at the Brigham Hospital, they treated about 31 patients ranging in age from 16 to 62. Spectrum of injuries, including people lost large amounts of tissue from their legs, broken bones, and multiple places. They were also talking about barotrauma to the eardrum. You had people who were also dehydrated, hypothermic. Remember, you had people who were running 26 miles. Okay, in this marathon, they were exhausted. So as opposed to them being able to have that cool down and getting their drinks and refreshment and nutrition and some of the goodies that they usually have, with all the chaos, they had to, after running 25 and a half miles or et cetera, now run, take cover, figure out what's going on, didn't get their fluids. So you had people coming in with hypothermia as well as dehydration. Usually after a marathon, they give you blankets. Okay, because of the sweating and the loss of fluid and your temperature possibly being off as well as the outside temperature. So many marathon runners, after a marathon without a bombing, you go and get your fluid, you get your blanket. Many of these people, even though it was a couple hours after the first went through the finish line, if I had to do a 26-mile run, I wouldn't have been finishing it till 10 o'clock at night. So you had a lot of people also that weren't bomb victims, still victims of the situation because they had just run a marathon. I mean, this is sick. Whoever whoever designed this was sick. And I'm kind of frustrated because I think the government does know, and they aren't going to tell us till hours or days after, because they, you know, they want us to cool down. They want us to calm down a little bit. You know, if they had told us the hour we had found out, I mean, we would have wanted blood. It could have gotten pretty nasty. So, of course, they want us to calm down. They want time to think what their retaliation would be, and let the world think that we just don't know yet. I hate that because it just makes us look weak. You know, to have President Obama in his speech earlier this morning say, we don't know yet. We're still working on it. You know, we don't know yet. Really? So my guess is they do. Okay, I have a lot of faith in our government. I think they do know, but I understand how publicly they have to, you know. It would be nice for them to come out Ronald Reagan style, going, look, we know. We have a really good idea. We can't disclose it yet, but we have a really good idea. The only problem with that is even if they did that, is then the country responsible can already start putting up their dukes, you know, and getting ready for the attack. So if our government is trying to plan a surprise retaliation, okay, you know, and acting like we don't know, I guess that's some form of a strategy. So from what we understand, when they realized that there was going to be, within minutes of the blast, the hospitals knew they were going to be at capacity. They had tents. What they did was they used one of the medical tents that's traditionally set up by the finish line. They started to turn that into a trauma center. So they put IV bags, tourniquets, defibrillators. They arranged an area in the back of the tent for the critically wounded while treating runners with more routine ailments up front. And they just were not expecting, you know, a trauma scene, a mass unit. So they had to improvise. And I again, hats go off to all of these people, medical personnel, police force, fire department, EMS, and military was there, as well as all the civilians who jumped in to help. Absolutely phenomenal. From what we understand, there were patients that had both legs amputated. They're describing, as we're starting to get reports in, what had to be done. One or two patients were in a very quote-unquote dicey situation if they were going to survive their injuries. There was a lot of eye damage, deep flesh wounds, ruptured internal organs. All right, when we come back, going to talk about what we know about the bomb and the components of it. And more medical news. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And a taste absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy who is sponsoring this segment of the show. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Just absolutely crazy when you see what happened. I mean, you know, I was watching this yesterday, and naive me, you know, I'm telling my husband, I go, really? I mean, I, you know, a marathon, what sick Donald Duck would do something like this? You know what I said, right? I have to say Donald Duck on air. And he's like, that's exactly what these terrorists think. The Boston Marathon, it's highly publicized, highly popular. It's one of the biggest events of the year, our Boston Marathon. That's what these people do. And so I was really frustrated yesterday when they weren't saying it was an act of terror. Huh? Really? These were accidents? So from what we understand, the latest report is saying that these bombs were fashioned out of pressure cookers and packed with shards of metal, nails, and ball bearings. A person was briefed on the investigation today. The details apparently, and I'm reading this from, let me tell you my source here, the Washington Post. The details on the apparently crude but deadly explosive emerged as investigators appealed to the public for amateur videos and photos that might yield clues. Now, Chief FBI agent in Boston vowed that we will go to the ends of the earth to find those responsible. I'm still not hearing any more of this person of interest, the Saudi national, from what I understand, who was in the hospital with multiple burns that was being guarded. They've really been hush-hush on that. One is, I can understand if they don't want to, you know, accuse him if he hasn't been arrested. You know, you don't want to say you got the wrong person. It looks worse to look like you've got the wrong person. But then if he is the right person, you know, I mean, when are they going to tell us? And would like to know. Problem is if it is the person, I mean, you're going to have staff go after him. I know. In the hospital, you're supposed to be more professional than that. A person who spoke on the condition of anonymity. Okay, he was anonymous. Because the investigation was still going on, said the explosives were put in six liter pressure cookers, placed in black duffel bags, and left on the ground. They were packed with shrapnel, the person said. Person saw law enforcement officials have some of the bomb. Law enforcement officials have some of the bomb components, but do not yet know what was used to actually set off the explosives. That's why they cut off all cell service right after this, because they want to make sure there was any cell remote. If there was any cell phone remote detonation, they were able to hopefully thwart that. Earlier, a doctor treating the wound appeared to corroborate the person's account, saying one of the victims was maimed by what looked like ball bearings or BBs. Doctors also said they removed a host of sharp objects from the victims, including nails that were sticking out of one girl's bodies. At the White House, President Barack Obama said the bombings were an act of terrorism. Finally, thank you. But that investigators do not know if they were carried out by an international organization, domestic group, or a malevolent individual. And he said the American people refuse to be terrorized. Oh, we're ticked. Oh, man. Oh, we are packed. I tell you, but that's another reason why, again, we may not know who did this, right? The government may be like, we want everyone to calm down. Everyone to calm down, cool off. After about 48 hours, people are a little bit more level-headed to hear the news. I just hope they're really not manipulating us with that. Security, from what we understand now, has been completely tightened. We have heard of a couple schools on lockdown, Duke, because there was an alleged bomb threat in the student center. Another university is currently on lockdown. We'll get some more information on that. We just got crazies out there. We really do. Whether it be domestic or international, we have some real crazies out there, and I just hope you guys are all in a position where you guys are prepared and you could prepare yourself, honestly. All right? And I better not even hear right now anything. I better not even hear any of the gun control BS and trying to control our weapons. I think something like this just demands that we have means to protect ourselves. It also dictates that we should know elements of first aid. You know, when this happened, whenever mass casualties happen, all right, thank God there was already many police officers on the scene. There were military seconds away, fire department, etc. But some of the biggest heroes, in addition to our first responders, who are always heroes, were the civilians that jumped in and started tourniqueting, started lying people down, elevating the limb, which is why, like I said, I won't go back into the first aid issue that we talked about in the first hour. But I think certain things are mandatory, all right, in this world. Okay, number one is I think you should be multilingual at some level. All right, if the rest of the world is multilingual, whether it be Chinese and English or Spanish and English or Hebrew and German or German and English, all right, I think you should know multiple languages. It helps give you, usually when you know multiple languages, you are able to get an idea of other, like, for example, I have a pretty good command of Italian because I can speak Spanish. You know, it's different. It's an exquisite language, but I think knowing your languages. Number two is knowing basic anatomy, basic CPR, basic first aid. Okay, it kills me to see people go, oh, I don't know what to do. And you know, these classes empower you. For a lot of you that are really nervous at the sight of blood, get used to the sight of blood. Okay, desensitize yourself, because if, God forbid, you're in a situation where you have to do mouth-to-mouth on somebody. Me, I have no problem putting my mouth on somebody. I go back to my college days. I really wasn't that discriminatory. But, you need to get over any of these fears, because you need to always be prepared. Okay, if there is a disaster, if somebody does have a broken bone, if there is a elevator malfunction, if there is a fire, be prepared. Do drills. Okay, you know, be just, and I don't want to use the word prepared again, but, you know, just be cognizant and be aware that everything isn't always hunky-dory. Yes, ignorance is bliss. And I think many of us don't have ulcers like those of us do, that do worry all the time. And I'm not saying worry, but just realize that a beautiful day like yesterday in Boston, okay, the day before, I know some of you are listening delayed, right? It could be late, you know, within seconds, a horrific war zone scene with body parts flying and blood everywhere. If you are aware that anything like that could happen, I think you're going to be better prepared. Know your first aid. Make sure you know certain evacuation routes. Let's say if you're in a building, always know where exits are. You know, I know a lot of you don't pay attention. You know, when the stewardess is talking about the exits and she's pointing her fingers, we have exits here, etc. You know, we've talked about how, you know, many of the people who, I guess, go through training and go through, not combat training, go through disaster training, you know, they're taught to navigate through an airplane blindfolded. Because if there is a fire and there is smoke, you can't see. So one thing they suggested to us lay people is when you are going to sit down in your seat in an airplane, you know where the nearest exit is and then count the seats as you go. Because if you can't see and you're blinded by smoke, lack of lights, fire, whatever, you could then count the seats to know where those emergency exits are. All right. You know, it's just little baby steps that you could do. I think also in preparation, in addition to knowing your body, anatomy, first aid, CPR, you know, have something to protect yourself. When there is chaos, all right, and if you don't believe in guns, then fine. Have a knife, have a taser, have some tear gas. Make sure you have something to protect yourself. It blows my mind that people don't walk around with something on their person that could protect them or their kids. All right, and like I said, you don't have to. I'm not telling you to go get a gun. If you don't believe in guns, fine. You don't believe in guns. I get you. But then have a stunt gun, have a taser, have a tear gas, have something that you can use, pepper spray. You know, just so that you at least feel empowered, like you have something. Maybe you don't need to use it. Maybe you don't know how to use it, but at least start now. If you don't know how to use what you have, train. You know, we got one of those stunt guns, and they do. They give you a trainee target. They give you a dummy that you could use, and you train with it first, and then you know what to do and how to use it. You got to be very, very comfortable with whatever weapon you have. And I just, you know, when I see the level of unpreparedness, it just blows my mind. Now, something like this, you saw the bombs go off. You saw one after the other. These people had no idea if there was a third bomb, a fourth bomb, a fifth bomb. And then the hospital had no idea if there was going to be a bomb. Because once you saw, and once you start to hear from the news reports how this idiot or these guys designed this and masterminded this, what they wanted was a bomb to go off. And then as you were fleeing, you became a casualty then with the next bomb. So if people are fleeing to hospitals, that could be another target. So, I mean, God bless everybody who jumped in, all the first responders and police and military and fire departments, paramedics, civilians, and these doctors who have been working now hours upon hours without sleep. I'm really proud of humanity. I'm really proud of our country right now. All right, guys, don't go away. It's some medical news. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food
available over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Natural disasters, down economy, and inflating gas prices. Wondering how to prepare for what's next? Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the Arlington Convention Center to learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters and financial management, hands-on training. We've got beekeeping, suturing, and learn how to build your own solar panels and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at selfreliancexpo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Before we get to medical news, one of you over the break wanted to know, what can you do to help? Where do you call for help? The easiest place to always call for help, call on who you could, you know, how you could help would be Red Cross. I think the Red Cross is one of the easiest, 1-800-RED-CROSS. Also, it's easy to remember, or visit redcrossblood.org. I know the tip lines, the police tip line has been very well promoted, and I'll give that out too if any of you guys do have tips. Many people who took pictures on their iPhones, etc., video footage. I mean, it's it's gonna take weeks to go through that. But I know the police would love anything that you have that could possibly have caught anything in that area. Even if there wasn't a man there at the time, what the scene looked like. If these were duffel bags, do you have the duffel bag on any videos? So I guess the Boston's Police Department tip line is 1-800-494-TIPS, T-I-P-S. 1-800-494-TIPS, T-I-P-S. Or the task force tip line is 617-223-6610, 617-223-6610. I'll post this on my Twitter and Facebook as well. From what we understand, if you are looking for family or friends, because you're having difficulty still getting news from the hospital, from what I understand, the police, the Boston Police Helpline is 617-635-4500, 617-635-4500. From what we understand right now, they do have the blood that they have right now, according to American Red Cross statement. They do have enough blood to meet the patient's needs right now, but keep in mind, they always need more. I mean, they are going through a lot of their supplies. So even if you hear that the hospitals have enough blood, et cetera, your job is to go to the blood banks and give them more for the next one, if you can. Okay? A statement from the DFCI BWH Blood Donor Center says the tragic events at the Boston Marathon have led to an overwhelming outpouring of support to the Blood Donor Center. If you are considering donating blood or platelets, the center requests that you call to schedule a blood or platelet transfusion or donation and consider scheduling your donation in the upcoming weeks to help replenish and maintain the supply of blood products. So whatever you could do. It looks like Bryant University is holding a one-mile run to express support. I mean, that's nice. That's nice. I can handle a 1 mile run. I don't think I can handle a 26-mile marathon. I think that's nice to do a 1 mile run. Some of you are like, why? How will that help? We need to show that we're still strong. We need to show that we're still one. All right. Whoever thinks they got us, we need to show them that no, they didn't get us. Okay, and hours after something like this, we are going to continue to run and continue to hold our marathons. Because, you know, that's what terrorists want us to do. They want us to hide. They want us to slink back in our homes. They want us to be afraid, right? You know, and we need to show them that we're not. Okay, you know, that's what the Freedom Tower represents in New York. Okay, we rebuilt the Twin Towers. We have the Freedom Power. We're strong. We're proud people. Now, yeah, we do have to get our acts together when it comes to security. We do need to, you know, and, you know, we can't take anything with a grain of salt. We always have to be one up on these guys. We have to be proactive, okay? And we have to understand that who we think are our friends could be our enemies, or who we're trying to appear to be politically correct with, okay, may actually be people that we do need to, you know, look at. I understand, you know, our administration seems to look kind of soft to the world, and they need to change that. Okay, you know, we were bombed. Okay, we want to know who, and we're going to retaliate. Right? And I don't know if they should, you know, continually go out. You know, have Obama goes, we have no idea who did it. We have no idea who did it. That doesn't look good. Okay, you know, sometimes it shows a little bit of strength, looking like we're on top of this. You know, oh, we got some leads. You know, it's just better than saying, oh, we have no idea. But then again, if that's what they want, if they want us Americans to assume they don't know when they know, that's how they're going to do it. I just, at this point, I think whatever we're being told is never the truth, right? You know, and it still took a while for them to say it was an act of terrorism. I mean, we all noticed it. We're like, all right, we were bombed twice. All right, where, you know, what's happening next? But, you know, of course, they have to be all, you know, careful and politically correct. Just don't make us look weak. All right. Now, speaking of somebody that could weaken us, high heart rates. We've talked about how if you have a high resting heart rate means just sitting there listening to the Dr. Dahlia show or just sitting there watching TV. And if you have a high resting heart rate, normal heart rate is between, you know, 60 to, you know, 85, 90. But if you're usually in the hundreds and plus, okay, researchers think that that could actually foreshadow early death. Resting heart rate is what you do at rest. Active heart rate is when you exercise. So, they say, although a heart rate at rest is between 60 to 100 beats a minute is considered normal, personally, I think if you're in the upper 90s, that's too high. A study has shown that the risk of death changed even within this range. A resting heart rate of between 51 and 80 beats per minute was linked with a 40 to 50% increased risk of early death compared to those who had heart rates below 50. Now, I got to tell you something. We don't see a lot of people with heart rates below 50. We almost call those people bradycardic, slow heart rates. But the majority of people who have them who are young are athletic. So when your athletes have lower heart rates, we've come to over the last decade or two realize that these guys are probably healthier than those whose heart rates are up in the 90s. The only thing is I really like the heart rates of the 60s. I feel more comfortable when you're in the 60s, 70s, to be honest. Now, previous research has found that middle-aged people whose resting heart rate goes up are more likely to succumb to heart disease. Regular exercise, of course, causes lower heart rate at rest, but, you know, they're trying to look at, is this a fitness issue? Now, we do have many patients whose heart rates are just high, and I ask them, is it the Red Bulls? Is it the Monster drinks? Is it the energy drinks? So I'm like, well, I do drink coffee, I do drink tea, you know, so soda pop, right, coffee, tea, soda pop, pee, and I tell them, look, you guys got to stop drinking that stuff. Let's see what happens, what your resting heart rate is. But think about it. If your heart has to beat 30 extra beats a minute than your next door neighbor, you know, you're putting more wear and tear on that organ. It's common sense. Remember, we in medicine aren't rocket scientists. We really aren't. I mean, you know, yeah, we're smart people, but, you know, all of this is common sense. If your heart has to beat 30 to 40 extra beats a minute than your next door neighbor, then you are putting 30 to 40 beats per minute, per hour, per day, per week, a hell of a lot more work on that heart. Now, a slow heart rate could sometimes be misconstrued as normal, and it could be an issue where you aren't delivering the electricity correctly, like sick sinus syndrome, etc. So when you don't conduct the electricity as well, that could put you at risk for heart disease. So if that's the case, then what we need to do is we need to get an EKG and we take a look. Anybody with a lower than normal heart rate, I usually still have the cardiologist see, have them do a stress test and see if their heart still mounts a normal response. And if the electricity looks fine, then we know you got a pretty good heart. But just because your heart rate's kind of low doesn't necessarily mean you're in the clear. Some of you take beta blockers, atenolol, labetalol, propranolol, toprol, bistolic, and these things can slow down the heart rate. So sometimes you can be medicinally slowed down. Now, that's one reason why these medicines are one of the most favorite groups of the cardiologists, because it slows down the heart rate, puts less stress on the heart. So I guess researchers had looked. This was a 3,000-person study, and they had been looking at them over multiple decades. And they calculated that every 10 to 22 additional beats per minute and resting heart rate increase the risk of death by 16% overall. So my recommendation to you is, one, check your pulse. We've taught you all how to check your pulse. If you can't check it in the wrist at the radial artery underneath the thumb or the thumb base at the wrist area, then feel the carotid artery in your neck. Check your pulse just at rest. If you notice that it's always kind of 85 on up, talk to your doctor, have them take a look at you, and then look at what could be increasing your heart rate. Is it stress? Is it anxiety? Is it caffeine? All right, because a lower heart rate, low normal heart rate is always better. All right, guys, don't go away. More medical news, 1-877-DR-SALLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. 877-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Attention gardeners, it's that time of year again, and with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your Heirloom Solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our cash garden report, our food shock report, and our diatomaceous earth report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
Why should you be in Arizona this month?
One reason. Prepper Fest AZ. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th through 28th. Get free training and hands-on experience from leading preparedness experts.
Everything you need to be prepared.
Plus, longevity information. And guest speaker Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Sunday. Don't miss Prepper Fest AZ, April 26th through 28th.
In Scottsdale, Arizona.
For schedule and flyer worth $2 off, go to PrepperFestAZ.com. That's PrepperFestAZ.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So as, you know, we started today's show talking about amputations and, the horrific casualties that we've been seeing with the twin bombings in the Boston Marathon. We do have a little bit of good news. Apparently, this is interesting. There's an iPhone app that allows users who have been, I guess, amputeed and have had amputated hands. It'll allow a user to control all five fingers independently, choosing from 24 different programmed grips. They're like prosthetic hands controlled by an iPhone app. Crazy. They say a double amputee has become the first person in the world to get a pair of bionic hands that can be controlled by an iPhone app. Jason Coker said he has been unable to hold his daughter's hand for the first time in 5 years since his accident. The makers of the bionic hand included an app that allowed Coker to grip his daughter's hand. This is way cool. It is among 24 different types of grip that the hand can be switched to by the app installed on his iPhone. Each of the fingers on the hand can be moved independently, and the thumb has a rotating action. Boy, what we take for granted. It blows your mind. Apparently, the makers are of Great Britain. They said their iLimb Ultra Revolution is the closest prosthetic available to a real human hand. And unlike most conventional prostheses, this UK-developed hand has five individually powered fingers, including a fully rotatable thumb. I'm watching this. This just blows my mind. I mean, but then again, you gotta, you know, still control it with an app. The prosthetic hand also has an auto-grasp feature, which prevents accidental slippage when the person is holding a can of soda or picking up an apple. Remember, you know, not only do you have to move your fingers, but you have to have the strength of them. You also have to have the vibratory sense, the temperature senses, the fine motor movements. You know, you can hold something, but to grip takes a lot more than just the active action of holding. They say the most unique part of this is the app control. This is being reported by Mail Online. With an iPad Touch or an iPhone, users can select 24 different types of grip patterns that allow it to function more functionally. If you are holding a computer mouse, you may want to right-click. That's a complicated thing with the prosthetic, but with this app technology, the person could do it with ease. This is pretty damn incredible. He's a father of two. He had lost his hands 5 years ago when he fell on a power line at his grandparents' farm. I remember that. He said the iLimb has given him a new lease of life. That, oh, wow. Well, good for him. That's great. Now, I love these stories. I love telling you good news. I got to tell you, I hate seeing depressing news. Now, here's another interesting creation. They say electronic trousers could beat angina, and they could help create what they call a DIY heart bypass. What these do is it would pulse blood back to the heart. Doctors say these trousers inflate around the legs and push blood up from the legs. That could create a heart bypass. It could also help those with aortic stenosis. Aortic stenosis is where you start to have narrowing of the aorta, the main blood vessel coming out of the heart. Can cause a lack of blood going to certain parts of the body. Also can cause heart damage as well. More, angina or angina. I don't like to say angina because it sounds like vagina and people, you know think they need to talk to their gynecologist about this. But this is angina. All right. Basically, angina is where you have vasospasm of your coronary arteries. You could have chest pain, but it's not a true heart attack. Many times you have shortness of breath. Many times you will have oxygen deficits to the heart, etc. And so, you know, we really watch angina pretty closely, especially if it's unstable. We usually admit you to the hospital and watch you. And so what we usually do is give medications. We do like nitroglycerin to help dilate the blood vessels so more blood could go to the coronary heart muscle. It dilates the coronary arteries, relaxes blood flow, etc., helps you oxygenate better. But recently, doctors have started to treat angina using a series of inflatable cuffs on each leg. This pushes blood back to the heart. The cuff fits around a patient's calves, thighs, and buttocks, while electrodes on the chest monitors the heartbeat. When the heart relaxes, the cuffs inflate, push blood back up to the heart, improving blood supply. When the heart beats, the cuffs relax, allowing blood to flow down the legs and feet. They better move quick. That's all I could say. They say trials using these have shown that it does lead to long-term improvements. They do increase blood flow, plus it produces hormones. It also helps widen the vessels. And It's pretty cool. This is pretty cool. All right. Apparently, a new study from Pennsylvania has revealed that the technique can also benefit from patients who have the heart valve condition known as aortic stenosis. This occurs when the valve that controls blood flow from the heart to the aorta hardens and narrows. It restricts body's blood supply. The aortic valve is one of the most important valves that we have in our heart. And as it, you know, either thickens or as it fails to work, like I said, you can end up having heart failure. So they looked at the study with people with these heart conditions, and not too shabby. Apparently, it sounds like it's even going to be less expensive than some of the other treatments out there. So all the power to them. Now, speaking of heart, you know, well, we've talked about high cholesterol and how high cholesterol can increase your risk of heart disease. Researchers are now confirming that high cholesterol does increase brain plaques associated with Alzheimer's disease. American scientists say they have found the reason why high cholesterol can damage the brain and blood vessels. So they looked at studying Down syndrome and Niemann-Pick C disease, where cholesterol does cause problems with cell division. The bad cholesterol causes cells in both humans and mice to divide incorrectly, distribute their already duplicated hormones or chromosomes unequally, I guess, to the next generation, and an accumulation of defective cells, which is wrong in a number of chromosomes, could therefore cause bad genes. Instead of the correct two copies of each chromosome, you get copies of each gene, and some cells would get three copies of a gene because the cholesterol kind of screwed up the division. So they found that cells carrying three copies of a chromosome were associated with the damaging protein amyloid. And as you know, amyloid, all right, does seem to build up in people with Alzheimer's. They have amyloid plaques in their brains. So if cholesterol screws around with the cells divide haphazardly, having multiple chromosomes or multiple areas of genes. That then causes a cell to give off more amyloid because it's a stressed out cell. Boom. So, you know, it's just, this is the same poop, different day. Same story, different day. Same story. All right. When you have damage or inflammation or a stressor to the body, there's a domino effect of things that happen. When we used to say stress causes, you know, problems in the body, we're all like, yeah, fine. All right. This is just another example of a stressor. And having high cholesterol stresses the body. The body doesn't like to have extra cholesterol. They don't. It's in the way. Anything extra it doesn't want. And if it can't dump it out, if it can't excrete it, and, you know, it can't store it as quickly as it needs to, the fat or the cholesterol or, let's say, excess blood sugar seems to wreak havoc. Okay? Now, the study does not link cholesterol with the neurofibrillary tangles like the tau proteins that occur inside the nerve cells that can develop with Alzheimer's disease, but they do see a link with the amyloid plaques. And to me, it makes perfect sense. Plus, keep in mind, you having a lack of blood flow because of carotid plaquing, you know, the artery that goes up to the brain, you having not the most ideal blood flow, that's also going to be a stressor. So it's just something where you have cumulatively so many issues. Now, another cool thing we're probably going to be talking about tomorrow, because it looks like we're running up at the end of this hour, is how they've come up with nano sponges that may actually help us with our drug-resistant bacteria issue. All right. Apparently, these drug-resistant bacteria are, just coming out in droves because of our overuse of antibiotics and of antiseptics, etc. So researchers have developed a nano sponge that may reduce the risk of bacteria invading. I think it could even work on snake venom. So they've created this nanomolecule cloaked with a red cell membrane. It targets toxins that kill red blood cells by poking their cell membranes. Toxins are released on many kinds of bacteria. And you know what? We're coming up at the end. We'll talk about this in the next hour. Don't go away. 1-877-DOT-DALY.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television.
To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.